At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Huh, Nibbles. Gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hopefully we're talking about a lot of good regarding Bucks basketball and NBA basketball back relatively soon. The president of the Milwaukee Bucks, Peter Fagan, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Peter, how you doing?
Hey, doing well. Doing well. I mean, in the surreal world, not much to really complain about, except I wish we were playing ball.
Yeah, at this point in time, we'd be knee-deep in playoffs and excitement in the Deer District and such. I guess give us an update, first and foremost, as to your contact with the league, what the thoughts are. I know that they haven't made any official announcements as of yet, but I would expect there's one coming relatively soon.
Yeah, I would say, I mean, our communication with the league is daily and multiple, and John Horst, who and I are on kind of every active committee you can imagine in trying to model the reset and figure out different options to reset the rest of the season, the playoffs, looking at 2021. And I think, you know, Adam Silver's kind of kept it very transparent and very on top of it, saying, like, you know, listen, we wish today we had the answers, you know, but we don't have the answers today. It's going to be based on data versus dates to kind of do it. But I can tell it's been a lot more optimistic over the last 2 weeks than I would tell you it was prior, and kind of the way we, you know, our culture is delusionally optimistic to begin with. So we are getting set to, in some shape or form, you know, hopefully have a rest of a season.
Is there a certain criteria that needs to be met, or at least the majority of it fulfilled, for the season to begin?
Yeah, you know, I don't think so. It's not like a defined, here's our restart, or here's kind of the prerequisites that have to happen. I think we're learning about that as every day. It kind of changes, and we're kind of thinking about, you know, much like we're thinking about our businesses. You know, what does this look like? What does this look like pre-vaccine? What does it look like post-vaccine? What does this look like for protocols? What's it look like to decontaminate and to sterilize? And I guess, you know, what the whole world is asking is, like, what's the tolerance of risk that we want to take and kind of expose, you know, everybody to, not just our players, but our coaches, but the staff and eventually the crowds.
Now, you guys got to work hand in hand with the Players Association on this as well, correct?
Right.
So has there been much pushback from players?
No, I don't think there's been, you know, the question hasn't been posed yet into the defined shape or form. So I think, like, listen, if you asked players, if you ask me, if you ask John, I mean, there's one thing we all want. We all want to get back to basketball to get through. We're just trying to figure out what does the roadmap look like, you know, so we can kind of clearly react to something and forge a plan.
Another thing I wanted to ask you was the workers in the Fiserv form. I know that there's been some money that's been pledged, and the workers you guys have taken care of. You guys have done a lot. And but for people that don't know, you guys have done a lot behind the scenes, stuff that I know firsthand of some of the front office workers, the care workers that are out there, all the people on the front line. You guys have sent meals. You guys have done so many good things that people don't get a chance to hear about. And I know you don't want to pontificate about that stuff, but that's fantastic stuff, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I think it starts, when you have ownership that really cares about it. I mean, they said from day one they wanted to be like a custodian, of this team, which is really – really the equity of the community and kind of the state of Wisconsin. We took it for real. It's in the way we hire people. We've got a few hundred people who every day are kind of just in their own lives figuring out how they can make everybody else's life better. So we've got folks internally making hundreds of thousands of mask kits to helping figure out how to distribute, remaining food we might have in the arena to, really funding some of our restaurant partners and really getting, our health workers and police and fire kind of fed, as well as big, big programs with Feeding America and the Boys and Girls Club and kind of really tackling what we think is one of the big needs is just hunger and access to food. So yeah, we've been focused on our employees and really kind of the food issue. If you're going to take two big buckets that we're focused on as an organization.
Talking with Peter Fagan, president of the Milwaukee Bucks. Yeah, I had gotten wind that you guys were doing some stuff for some of the people in hospitals and such, and I thought, man, that's a great time to get you on because it's just so good to hear of good stories like that. We tend to think of big sports entities as kind of the standalones, but you guys have really embraced the community in so many different ways. I guess the next question is, because people are going to ask about the season, if the season culminates, how many games need to be played before you get to the postseason? Is there a hard number, or is this just a feeling out process as far as being able to play 3 or 5 or 10 games before you actually get to the postseason?
Yeah, I think the answer is, if you can imagine, and Adam Silver in the NBA is so smart, so progressive, like we're on this. I mean, we have modeled everything you could possibly imagine. And then when you think you have, you kind of come back and say, what if we thought about this, and this? So I think it matters about timing. I think it matters about kind of where we are kind of on the safety side, where we are on the testing side, where we are on the protocols in and around the arena to get it. So the truth is, I believe, because we're in this, that if there's a chance and it makes sense and it can actually be done, like, we will have in some shape or form basketball, to conclude the 1920 season.
And in addition to that, now I know everybody wants to hoist a championship. There has never been a thought about just washing this season out, has there?
No.
Okay, good, because I think everybody wants to see this whole thing culminate and be able to get to the end point. Does this mean that all the dates and everything that would end up having to be moved back? I know that free agency and stuff would begin in July, and this all has to be written in before you guys can just proceed forward, correct?
Yeah, I think we kind of call it, 1,000 touch points, and we're not talking about, making the arena touchless. We're talking about all the intricacies of when you change, when you change the functionality of NBA basketball, of business, of everything else. It's kind of a domino effect. So you've got the draft, you've got summer league, you've got free agency, you've got all these timed things that, everybody's working towards a solution and kind of a rational thinking of how do we handle it.
How often are you in touch with the guys as far as, what they're doing, how they're feeling, staying in shape, and all that kind of stuff?
So I'd say, like, informally, like, we're probably, in touch with them all the time. John and Bud a lot more than me. I'd say formally we've had a few Zoom calls just to go through what's going on in the league, what questions they have. I think our organization is probably, on a daily. We've got such a good group of characters that it's almost, it's kind of fun to stay in touch with the Lopez brothers and Connington and Giannis and Bled. And everybody's got a pretty good attitude and
has kind of been going through this together. And it's what everybody else is dealing with. It just happens that these guys are, you know, 20 or 30-something year old pro athletes that are going stir crazy and had the best league in the end, had the best record in the NBA and really kind of was clicking and enjoying and just beyond eager to play and to get moving. So, you know, we're all circling the wagons and kind of psychologically helping each other out.
The other thing I wanted to find out was Giannis had mentioned whether or not he had a hoop and said, I don't have anything to practice on. Did he ever figure out a place to either practice or a hoop that he could at least shoot on?
I think Giannis is probably pretty friendly with most of his neighbors, and at the very least, he's in a basement, you know, shooting Nerf hoop, you know, and playing. But I think Giannis is – I think it's been like one of those weird challenges. You know, it's interesting. Like, how do you curb? I mean, the one thing – you know, you care about, and these guys really care about, is their well-being and their health and how do you fuel them and with food. And, you know, you don't think about a pro player is kind of during season, you know, it's a 24/7, you know, structured type event. As you know, you're either on the road or you're prepping for a home game. There's not really many days off. And their lives have been, you know, kind of upside down. But as an organization, we've, like, equipped all of them, you know, with their own gyms, with their own, our performance folks are with them and kind of virtually training with them every day. So, you know, they're in shape, but, you know, there is something to be said for being able to play basketball.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Peter, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. Thanks for what you guys do. I wanted to make sure, I know you guys don't look for a lot of hoopla regarding that, but it's been pretty cool to hear some of the stories about where food has come from and people say, oh, it's the box or, you know, what have you. And I've had a few people that have been doctors and nurses and they've been fed at hospitals and it's been really cool. So thanks for what you guys are doing. And you're doing it without fanfare, but thanks again for joining us, okay?
Yeah, I would just say, like, now that you've got me on that role, I would just say, listen, we've got the Bucks Emergency Relief Fund. It goes towards food relief and players if they need means to donate. And, you know, anybody who has the means, you know, in the state of Wisconsin, there are a lot of people in need, and it's definitely a difficult time. So I would applaud anybody who would give, which is just really nice. I don't know if that story gets out enough, but this is certainly a time where there are a lot of people in need. So anytime somebody could help, that's terrific.
Absolutely. There you go. Peter, appreciate it. Stay safe, okay. And we hope to see you guys soon, okay?
Okay. Talk to you later, Bill. Thanks.
Thanks so much. There you go. Peter Fagan, the president of the Milwaukee Bucks. And I had gotten wind of this through a couple friends, and they said, yeah, you know, we had food out of the blue delivered, and it was compliments of the Bucks. And they didn't want any fanfare. Just enjoy yourself. Take care of some of the frontline workers, and good stuff for them and good stuff for all involved, and not to mention the restaurants involved. So I wanted to get that out. Peter Fagan joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.